someone or something. Don't act shocked. It's like you've never seen a spirit before. Well, technically I'm still human, but we have two different forms. It's a long story. Oh. You're here on business, not just a friendly visit. Figured as much. Well, what can I do for you? I see. You're a guild member. I gathered. But I'm not seeing how you need to be here for that. You need help. On what quest? So you're the idiot who decided to pick that one up. No, I'm not directly calling you an idiot. Well, no, I am. I am directly calling you an idiot. Well, that quest has been on the market for a while. And everyone who has ventured, or it has come back, either unsuccessful or not at all. But I'm sure you have a different game plan for this, correct? No plan at all. That's a funny joke. You really don't have a plan. Well, I will say I am impressed and also shocked at your stupidity. But I'm leaning more towards impressed. So, how long have you been with the guild? You're new. You never cease to surprise me. Well, are you a magic user at least? You're not. Oh, wonderful. Well, no, it's just this quest requires a high level of magic, and frankly, if you're just a normal human, I don't think. Never mind. Now, let me see your list. The regular items. Healing potions, stamina. A few enchantments. A few scrolls. Few talismans. You came to the wrong place for those. Well, if you want a very effective one, the Kitsune Goddess is the best place to go. Though, she requires a lot more convincing than I do. You never dealt with a Kitsune. Ah, well, you would be in for a pleasurable experience. She's a lovely person. If you catch her on a good day. No. Oh. You're requesting familiar aid. You have a familiar. Oh. Well, I wouldn't take you for the type, but again, familiars do choose their partners as well. Alright, I think I can get this done. Would you like to stay and talk, or I don't get that much interaction. No one really travels out here to see me, much less ask for anything beyond aid. Your company is more than welcome. Well, follow me. What am I? The best way to explain it is, think of it as a spirit of kinds, except we're completely corporeal, if we choose to be. Now, don't touch anything, and don't touch that. That's my familiar. He doesn't like people very much. He's harmless, mostly. Well, he's been fed already, so I'm assuming he'll be fine. Now, I must know, out of pure curiosity, why in God's name did you decide to accept that quest? It's just you seem like a very level-headed person. I would assume you would know about the track record. You're having to sneak into a tomb. Not only that, but the old hag who died in that tomb was a very powerful magic user. She has a bunch of her undead army just crawling around. They're rather annoying. Huh. Oh, I have to frequent there for some supplies. She doesn't really bother me, and the undead army. What can they do to someone who's already dead, in a way, I guess. You didn't know about that, did you? Well, yes. That's how I know about the high level of magic that you need to get past the different welcoming presents she has for you. Oh. Why, I've not completed the quest if I could. The quest. For completion, you need to take her necklace, which has a high value, but it is still on her corpse. Meaning, you not only have to get past her millions of servants, you also have to get past her spells, her traps, pets. Plus, just the cavern itself. Can I help you in that? Are you asking me to travel with you? I'm afraid that quest only specifies one human or person per quest. It's rather offensive calling me not real. But I guess by technicality, a person is defined by someone who is, in all normal sense, living, correct? And with me, I'm different. I'm seeing where you're going with this. I'll think on it. Now, here are your health potions. You know the rules, correct? Okay. Now moving on to... what are the enchantments? The easiest. Now, hand me your sword and whatever weapons you desire. Good picks. You're going to be drilling my brain for everything I know about that cavern, aren't you? Well, if you must. The old hag. She was a royal enchantress. Nothing more, nothing less. Just rather insatiable with her need for title, you could say. My distaste for her goes way past me just not liking her. You are aware of the curse, correct? It's practically crawling all over that tavern's gossip. Why am I not shocked? That guild does not let their members know anything nowadays. Well, since you are the closest thing I have to a friend, I guess I should tell you. People who enter the cavern without magical abilities or certain species are cursed to be one of her undead servants after their passing. You enter there on the quest or on a search for money or jewels, and you die. You become one of her millions and millions of henchmen. Even after death, she still wanted power. Over people, to be specific. Well, let's just say I knew someone who went in there to begin with and never came out. She was like a little sister to me, to be honest. Our mothers were friends. Of course, I'm not immortal. I'm just born like this. We age the same as, well, humans. Maybe a tad slower, but nowhere near elves. She was human. She, is still in there. Well, that's enough being sad about that. If you would like, after you receive your talismans from the Kitsune, I'll go with you on a condition. The condition is, you have to listen to everything I say, and you allow my familiar to temporarily take housing in you. He's closer to a ghost than I am. Possession is something that comes easy to him. It's honestly more for you than for me. He needs a little bit of life force to keep him going, but he is also a very talented magic user. With him being inside of you, it will prove beneficial. You don't have to be on guard right now about lies. But you should be when you go meet the kids soon. They lie all the time, it's their way of fun. But I genuinely would like to help. If we have a deal, sign this. It's a type of familiar contract. It's one that can be broken. Perfect. Now, here are your weapons. One last thing before you go. Why do you want that necklace? Is it for the money? Or the fame? You wanted it to help somebody. I think you're going to be successful on this venture. Obviously with my help, but everyone before you that has tried went in with greed. The Enchantress loves greed. But I don't think she knows how to deal with someone who has genuine intentions. Since I'm guessing she never felt that in her life. Now, you have a long way to walk to that shrine. Keep in mind what I told you. And, one more thing. Don't act surprised. It's a binding. Meaning I'm always around in spirit. Now I'll get my affairs in order, and let's say we meet at the tavern. Sound good? Safe travels.